there's basically two different types of competition. Showmanship, where the exhibitors, the kids, are judged on their skills as a showman, how well they present their animal to the judge. And then there are the confirmation classes, which is judging how well the animal is put together, basically, against a standard, you know, an ideal animal for that particular species.
Missoula County 4-H Extension Agent Campbell Barrett was tasked with turning an ice rink into a livestock pavilion, which is no small feat. With several 4-H activities held before the start of the fair, preparations for him began July 20th. Barrett was the only 4-H employee putting in a full week at the fair, which means club volunteers and parents are responsible for much of the grunt work. He puts their contribution into perspective.
Thousands of volunteer hours put into setting this thing up and running the show. At the national estimate of $18 per volunteer hour, we're putting hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of free labor into pulling this thing off for the county. So,
kids today can find numerous programs in 4-H that promote hands-on learning, from computers to cooking. But in Montana, a big part of 4-H is agriculture. In the early 1900s, one goal of the association was to introduce new technologies to youth who would hopefully then convince their elders there was benefits to agricultural innovation. Today, it's often the parents who encourage their children to get involved. Father of two 4-H'ers, Tim Morin, says parents have their reasons.
The parents, I think, have their own set of motivations for getting kids to do things, and hopefully, in theory, we try to get them to take on some responsibilities.
That word responsibility was used by parents and kids alike. Some kids avoid responsibility at all costs, but not the 4-H members I talked with. Dedication to their animals and camaraderie with their fellow members made them proud. Many families have 4-H in their blood. Morin's family has been involved for generations. The same can be said for Jeff Wilson's family. He hinted that he had a part in his two sons' participation. They were showing poultry, heifers, and steers. Wilson believes there's great value in their 4-H education.
It's a year-round commitment. None of this happens easily. It's amazing how much better things go when you work at it and keep at it and are very persistent. We're talking about 24/7, basically, which is also the grounds that build America.
Brooms and shovels were constantly used to keep the hay, wood shavings, and animal droppings in their place. Stalls displayed each animal's name and owner and often were adorned with decorations. One cow was named College Fund, a reminder that the market animals are sold at the fair's end. 8-year 4-H veteran Lisha Wiley talks about the future for her market lamb.
On Thursday, the judge places you in order of best lamb to worst lamb meat-wise, and bidders just bid and hopefully you get the best price you can.
Wiley says the most difficult moment comes a few days later.
The really hard day is Sunday when the truck comes to take them away, because each lamb after the auction, they get a mark on their back, and depending on the color of the mark, it tells you if they're going to be slaughtered or bred or just bought for a pet or whatever.
A difficult lesson, but just one of many lessons when rearing animals. Maria McAvoy didn't require any prodding to get into 4-H. For her, it was a logical step.
I have a lot of animals, just to begin with, and I thought that just be a great way to kind of like involve myself in something more than just everyday stuff.
She and her goat Maxine were having a successful Tuesday morning.
I got the grand champion for Nigerian Dwarf, and then we brought all the grand champions for all of the different breeds, and I won grand champion for those.
Shane Parrish knows the feeling of claiming grand champion. Last year, he kept his family's 4-H success alive.
My family has won Grand or Reserve here for the last 20 years. But last year, I was just super psyched because I wasn't expecting it at all. I thought I was kind of sloppy with it, but won Grand Champion showmanship.
The patience displayed by the youngsters when showing their animals was impressive. Domesticated doesn't necessarily mean tame. The least cooperative of the bunch seemed to be the pigs. Getting them into the weighing pen was another event where teamwork was on showcase. Whenever any animal gained freedom from their owner's grasp, bystanders would jump to action and quickly corral the runaway. On the other end of the spectrum were the rabbits. First-year 4-H'er Abby Risco's rabbit was out of control during her competition. It was supposed to be posing side view for the judge. Instead, its front paws stretched up Abby's chest and gave what looked like bunny kisses. Abby's mom and dad are thrilled with her participation in the program. Vicki Risca thinks the program will benefit her daughter for years to come.
It's lifelong skills. It's not just about the animals. It's about life. It's about how to prepare yourself. So I think it's something that, it's amazing. I never did it as a kid, and now I wish I would have, because I'm learning right along with her.
The Risca said they think they're in 4-H for the long haul. From the families I met, that could mean their next several generations will be members. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Justin Steck.